This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The United States Supreme Court hears a racial segregation case today. The question is whether a state may routinely segregate prisoners by race for 60 days at a time. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Official state-sponsored racial segregation is now a relic of the American past, except in one place: California's prisons. California is the only state to segregate prisoners on a regular, though temporary, basis.
Cell 11, don't forget, proceed down to cell 9. Cell 9. Excuse me, need to put your hands on your back, say walking.
California has set up 5 prison reception centers across the state, like this one in Central California, where prisoners are evaluated for future placement. Each time a prisoner is transferred, he's reevaluated, and each time, while that evaluation takes place, the inmate is assigned to share a cell with another inmate of the same race. In other words, he's segregated by race for up to 60 days. With some 7,000 reported incidents of assault in California prisons each year, the state says temporary racial segregation is necessary to prevent violence. The reason, the state says, is that it is widely recognized that prison gangs are formed and organized along racial lines. In 1968, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that Alabama's system of prison segregation was unconstitutional. But California says its system is different from Alabama's because it's temporary. At the Wasco Reception Center, Lieutenant Troy Ojeda says when prisoners come into the facility, little is known about them, so segregating them by skin color is a sensible preventive action.
If we don't do these things, we could have people fighting on a daily basis. That puts staff at risk, that puts the other inmates at risk, and it doesn't make good sense to put people in a position of peril if you have means available to go ahead and assist you in keeping them apart.
California is second only to the federal prison system in the number of men it incarcerates. But the federal prison system does not segregate by race. Indeed, the Bush administration has taken the unusual step of filing a brief urging the Supreme Court to invalidate the state's policy. While such segregation may be briefly necessary in the wake of a race riot in prison, the administration argues, there's no evidence of such violence at prison reception centers in California. Moreover, the administration observes the segregation policy applies also to prisoners who are being transferred from one facility to another, including prisoners who've established records of nonviolence. Also lining up against California in the case is a group of former corrections officials from other states who point to a series of studies and surveys that they say show that interracial violence decreases with integration of cells. And lawyers representing the inmate who is challenging the segregation policy in California contend that the state cannot point to a, quote, single study, statistic, or fact that demonstrates or even suggests that California's policy is other than what it appears to be, a reflexive and never considered response based on racial stereotypes. The ACLU's James Ferguson notes that when the Supreme Court struck down segregated prisons in Alabama 36 years ago, it rejected the same claims that California is making today, that segregation was necessary to prevent violence.
If a rule such as California has is enshrined in law, the court would be legitimizing stereotypical views regarding race.
Lawyers from the California Attorney General's office declined to be interviewed for this broadcast, but in briefs filed with the Supreme Court, they point to a different line of Supreme Court decisions in which the justices have repeatedly deferred to the judgments of prison officials on questions of security. This case, the state of California argues, presents no occasion for carving out an exception to the unbroken tradition of deference to prison officials' informed judgments. Disregarding race, on the other hand, the state says, would expose reception center inmates to an unacceptable risk of harm. A decision in the prison segregation case is expected later in the Supreme Court term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.